What are you supposed to do in the name of meditation? I read this sentence again. Then hopefully you understand. When random thought arise, do not react. Suppress means what? Don't question. Don't go and say, why I have this random thought? Why I cannot stop the thought? When you start to come up with this type of gullible question, you are not meditating. It means you don't understand what you are doing in the name of meditation. Just like that day, Tuesday night, yeah, Selina, when he asked the question about bowing, he saw the Mahayana do the Korean style, I think. They do the bowing like so nice, yeah? So different. Yeah? Then he said, I was on just 5-point prostration, you know, like that, to her, like, not correct. Then compare. Then I try to guide her. I said, so what is your question? She can't answer me until I have to maybe help her to phrase the question. I said, is your question based on what you observe, you saw in the video, the Mahayana, they do it like that, like the full prostration and all those things. It's like they are developing mindfulness. Then you think yours, the 5-point one you do is not going to help you, not going to develop the mindfulness. Yeah. Then later on, after I explained, she felt the joy and the understanding. Then funny, you know, the thought just come out and question again. You know? Say, but Brent, you know, not everybody can do it. This is completely out of this. You know? Does it matter whether everybody can do it or not? He said, some people may have headache or cannot do the bowing. That's the reason why when you are not focused, when you don't understand what meditation is, and you do not understand the instruction and the teaching, the essential Dhamma, you will end up having this type of funny thinking, thought. Then you cannot progress. So what we need to understand is when random thought arise, do not react or suppress or try to control them. Means what? Let them be, understand? No? Then you find out why every time you want to meditate, heedless thinking, random thought arise. Why those who have the spiritual faculty, who do the bowing, train their mind and develop the stability of mindfulness, they don't have this type of problem. There is meditation. So find out. So what you need to do is, I read again. When random thought arise, do not react. Always remember that. Don't try to know. Don't react. Don't suppress. Don't try to control. Just let things be and flow with them. Means echo and flow. So if you just silence your mind, maintain awareness, don't do anything, what will happen to the heedless thinking? What will happen to the thought process? Find out. That is meditation. Because you don't have the faith, you didn't listen, you didn't understand the instruction. And when you meditate, you go back to your same old way, your habitual way, which is thought based because of your conditioning, where you have been exposed to so many of this conditioned thought based thinking and meditation. And the worst is you go by reasoning, logic. Then the question that come, you cannot see that they are irrelevant. They are totally irrelevant. Because you fail to understand why you meditate. When you are not focused, when you don't understand what is meditation and why you meditate, then you will not be able to progress. So the first thing that I always explain is meditation is to develop heedfulness. Because the Buddha already explained. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. So without heedfulness, you cannot start. You cannot meditate. Then what is heedfulness? Ever mindful, constantly meditative. So what must you do? To be ever mindful, I must train my mind to be mindful. That stabilizes it, to be ever mindful. Then only I can cultivate meditation, which is Noble Eightfold Path. If I understand this, I can start, isn't it? Then I will know. I train my mind to be aware. So to train my mind to be aware, there are two ways. Develop the spiritual faculty, the hindrance will be gone. Without the spiritual faculty, the mental hindrance will make you think. Hinders your mind from entering the meditative state. That's why you cannot meditate. So it's either you develop the spiritual faculty, then stabilize your mindfulness and awareness, then just follow the simple instruction that I have given you, the four support, the first three. Just relax into every mind state that arises, then maintain awareness and find out that is meditation itself. Because when you do that, you don't think. When you don't think, that thinking will slow down, the mundane mind will slow down, the heedless thinking will slow down, until the mind returns to its original state before the stirring. That's how the silent mind arises. That's how Bojing got it. After half an hour, suddenly the shift of consciousness came. Then she realized the thinking all stopped. Then you can understand what is going on. But all of a sudden, that silent mind, the true mind, returned. When that returned, there is no thinking, no thought process, just aware. And she realized and understand what that nature is. So beautiful, so amazing. On her own, she described it. There was no agitation, no mind state, nothing. Just aware. So peaceful, so tranquil, so still, so full of joy. And then it can see, it can understand, it know what is going on. That is meditation. Don't go and do. Who do? The thought do. When the thought is active, how can your mind be silent? How can you realize the true mind, the silent mind? Because the doing is by the thought. When the thought is actively focusing, concentrating, or labeling, or suppressing, or doing all those funny things, you cannot meditate. You cannot be peaceful. So understand all this.